If you want to succeed, you must learn from someone who has actually done successfully what you want to do and has the network and connections to the people that you want access to. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are diving into a very important topic in my business, in my life, and it is something that has not only transformed my own business, my own revenue, the way that I show up in the world, but it has also been the gift that has allowed me to play a part in transforming the lives and businesses of so many brilliant women that I have the honor of working with. And what I am talking about is a mastermind. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you not only my journey of joining a mastermind and how impactful it was to my business and my life, but really helping you navigate what this really means to be in community with a mastermind. What does this look like? How do you know if you're ready for one? How do you know if it's the right fit? How do you know which type of mastermind to join? And so if you are in a place right now where you are starting to think about how you want to show up for 2024, and if how you want to show up could maybe include being surrounded by a high-thinking, tight-knit group of women in a mastermind type of space, then I think you're really going to love today's conversation that I'm going to have with you. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to share all the goodness that I have in hopes that it really gives you clarity and a clear roadmap on making the best decision for you when it comes to support and growth in 2024. And if you do feel called to join a mastermind and want to learn more about mine, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to get all of the details and to apply. Applications are now officially open, which is really, really exciting. And we're going to be taking applications until the end of the year. Now, the way that my mastermind works, and I'll talk about this more during the conversation today, but it's a very tight-knit group of women. I only take about 12 to 16 total for the entire process when we are in there. Mine is a six-month mastermind. And so it is on a first-come, first-served basis. We already have a ton of applications coming through and some invitations already out by the time that this episode is being recorded. So if this is something that you feel called to do, or if you just have questions on, I really do encourage you to go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind. Check out the information, apply if you feel like it's the right step for you so you can make sure to get in, learn more about it, and save your seat before we close down. And with that, let's get started. I think one thing people don't realize about me is that I can be very introverted. And as I've gotten older, my introversion has gotten kind of more bold. I really don't love having to kind of move and shake and work a room. I don't love socializing with strangers. Now, with that said, you can throw me on a stage or in a live masterclass or in some kind of event with thousands of people. And yes, I may be a little bit nervous, but I will show up, I will do the job, and I will kill it every single time. It is part of one of my gifts and the things that I love to do in the business that I'm in. But the minute that you ask me to do something like happy hour with a bunch of people that I don't know, I will start to get nervous. And I think I'm not the only one that has this feeling. I know that I've talked to a lot of you who are kind of like an introverted extrovert, that in some ways you feel very open and comfortable being in more social situations, and then in other ways, not so much like me. But I have lived with myself long enough to really know that if I force myself into something like that, into something that I know is not in alignment for me, I may end up either being so quiet that I can come off kind of like aloof or like I'm not really paying attention, when really I'm just being more reserved than most people would initially think. And this is really why masterminds have been such a godsend for people like me, because they offer support and connection through, at least from my experience with masterminds, through really intimate opportunities and intimate spaces and, you know, in-person retreats and just things that are less intimidating and decentralized than, you know, a conference-filled ballroom with rows of people wearing name tags and, you know, or maybe like an after-work event with just like beer getting sloshed around everywhere. And I think that when it comes to myself and people like me that may be relating to this, I am just braver and I have more courage and I'm just more at ease in an intimate mastermind type setting. And as a result, I have learned to build honest relationships and network in a way that really feels more comfortable and truer to me, which is why masterminds have been so crucial in my growth in business. With that to say, I think the biggest regret that I have through the process is that I just wish I had found them sooner. If I could go back to the beginning of my business, which really was in 2013 in the online space, and then 2016, I kind of call like the official start of my business because that was the year that I actually created a corporation. I made it legal. I started to sell products and services. But if I could go back to the beginning between those years of 2013 and 2016 and do only one thing, I would have done everything that I possibly could have to join a mastermind. Now, if you don't know, a mastermind is a peer-to-peer mentoring and networking group used to help members create more impact and growth in their business. And typically, this is done with the input and advice from the other group members, along with the leader of the mastermind and their network of potential experts, influencers, and strategists. Now, the concept of a mastermind is not new. It was coined back in 1925 by author Napoleon Hill in his book, The Law of Success, which is a great one, by the way, if you haven't read it. And it's actually described in more detail in another one of my favorite books by his, Think and Grow Rich. If you're not part of a mastermind right now, then you're going to want to look for one. And I'm going to be telling you why in just a moment. Now, I first want to say a mastermind can look different. It could be one in your community, in your city, or in your region, or it could be a national one. Now, the one thing, as I mentioned, that has transformed my business the most, really without a doubt, when I look back, is masterminds. Whether I was growing and scaling, creating multiple products, selling courses, even dissolving things that didn't fit, launching my podcast, speaking on stages, pitching and landing, you know, brand deals, and even a book deal, masterminds were really the key for my brand exposure, impact, and revenue that was created from all of that. And I knew very early on in my journey that proximity to mentors, as well as experts in my industry with whom I aligned and built relationships with, would be pivotal in taking me to the next level. I was very fortunate in understanding the importance of that very early on in my career, just due to my background before I started my career in the online space as a publicist in corporate America and agency America. I knew how important relationships were. I knew that they were basically everything. You know, like your success can really be measured by the people that you surround yourself with and that you know. And so these relationships that I was able to cultivate inside masterminds, they helped me gain access to resources and really leverage connections so that I was in close proximity to other influential people in my space, particularly those who had already created what I wanted to create. And gaining access to and really surrounding myself with the right people was way more beneficial than just how-tos and strategies and tips and courses and some of the other things that I had done prior to that. And so with that said, I think the best business advice that I could ever give someone is that if you want to be successful and really stretch yourself to that next level of growth that you know that you're capable of, then you need to join a mastermind. And really, bottom line to this is that access to this type of group, you know, if and when done the right way, is one of the most important, powerful things that you can have in your toolkit to grow your business and to really transform your life in the way that you're showing up. Now, I want to talk about like why you should be looking for a mastermind in the first place, because you may be even thinking like, okay, I understand that it's impactful, but like, is it right for me? Am I ready for one? Like, what happens when you're there? Why is it so impactful? And so I want to kind of share a little bit of my journey with this. When I started out in the business that I have now, I was constantly traveling to different industry conferences. I was going to different events where I met people and I had connections and, you know, started to gain the information that I wanted, which was great. I was building, you know, relationships with brands through the events that I would go to. And it was extremely powerful having access to the right people and being able to really, you know, rub elbows or text or call someone for that feedback and advice. However, I went as far as I could go with this. I knew that I finally got to a place back in 2017, I was looking to accelerate this process and couldn't see to it on my own. And I had done the courses, I had done the conferences, I had done the workshops, I had done the women's retreats, I had gotten all the free support, I'd landed the brand deals, but I had hit a wall. And I knew that in order to scale my vision really to that next phase, I needed a community that worked from a deeper level of support with one another. One that would not only teach me the things that I didn't know business-wise, but more importantly, would introduce me to people that I could partner with and leverage when it came to my own success and vice versa. Simply put, I wanted to be able to learn from and expand from other women and then also be able to help them expand by sharing what I had learned thus far. And what I really wanted was to hit 7 figures in revenue and meet people who would truly make a difference in my life and business. So to sum it up, when I first joined a mastermind, the main reasons I joined were to get the financial growth that I was looking for, the 7 figures, because I wasn't able to do it on my own, and then also get to that impact and really that recognition piece. So in 2017, when I was at this pivotal point in my business and I knew that I needed a fresh perspective and a new way of thinking and really that challenge of being surrounded by people who were growing. So by then, I had already made over $250,000 in my business. So again, this is not like I was in the ideation phase. I was not just getting started. I was not like just seeing some success. I had hit what I call tiered, like the second stage, right? The acceleration stage, which I talked about episode 2 weeks ago. I believe there's 3 stages to growth. There's the undifferentiated stage, which everyone starts at, the acceleration stage, and then the mastery stage. And I feel like once you've hit six figures in your business, you're at that acceleration stage. So I was there, but it did become painfully obvious that while I might be able to side hustle my way to the mid 6 figures on my own, I would never be able to surpass that number alone. And that is when I was introduced to the concept of a mastermind and the trajectory of my business shifted drastically. Now, as I mentioned a little bit before, but I just want to make sure that I'm being as specific as possible. In essence, the way that I really define a mastermind is that it's just a mentorship group where growth-minded people come together to discuss challenges and successes, receive high-quality coaching, and make next-level decisions, all of which, when followed, will help you overcome your own limitations and achieve those big money and big dream goals that you have. So when I applied to my first mastermind, I debated even doing it because the investment to do it was far more than I had ever invested in my business before. And so I was immediately uncomfortable. And that price tag, it like literally made my stomach hurt. To be completely honest with you, it was more than almost my college degree. It was $25,000. Now, of course, there was payment plans, which I'll talk about in a moment. But after kind of going back and forth and debating with myself and like sleeping on it and talking to people that I trusted about it, I came to the following conclusion. And what I said to myself was, if I learned and adapted just one new thing from the mastermind, I knew that that would at least pay back what I had invested. So in 2017, I finally decided to do it. I joined the mastermind on a payment plan and I focused on building a revenue stream and really just a new marketing strategy that would at least yield me $25,000 because that was the cost of the mastermind. So I joined the mastermind. I got in there with some like-minded women. I was learning the things, just really being, really just stretched to a new level, being surrounded, not only the strategies and the things that I was learning, but just being around this new high-level way of thinking and this high-level way of support. And so within 9 months of joining the mastermind, I scaled my offers. I really like focused in on what it was that I specialized in. I worked on some new marketing and visibility strategies. And not only did I earn the $25,000 back, but I made $1.3 million. Yes, I went from 250,000 to 1.3 million in 9 months. And I was hooked. And since then, not only have I been a part of masterminds, but I have been able to create my own mastermind to help other women achieve the same results. And I have been cultivating it and the members to new levels of success and authority and really freedom ever since. And that is why it is just so important and vital, I think, and really just why I love masterminds so much, because of the insane impact that it can have on your business. There is such an amazing feeling when you are surrounded by other people who are also on the same path. There is really no greater feeling than going through the challenging times and coming out on the other side of it even more successful than you were before. And really, masterminds taught me that. They taught me one of the best business lessons, and that is that growth is an investment, not an expense. The other thing that I loved about my time was not, of course, just the money. I mean, that was huge for me, but it gave me access to connections that I never would have had otherwise, which I think is so important. The group that you surround yourself really does matter. Your container matters. The space that you're in matters. Whether it's your friend group or a Facebook group or the groups that you pay to be in, you know, they can show up for you if you are on the path to success. And if you are really, you know, having that goal in place, and even the times you start to falter, like, they're going to show up for you. And so that's why I just feel that mastermind groups are really the best of the best if you are looking for that fast track to that mastery level. Now, once I was in, I didn't really know what to expect. I was nervous when I went to my first like in-person event, but all of that changed because when I got to that first in-person retreat, like, this room, they were discussing things that I had never heard before. They were discussing things in a way that I'd never heard before. And it just blew my mind wide open. There were probably 6 or 7 things during just the first couple of calls that we had before we even joined in person at a retreat that helped me just double my revenue that first month. I remember going from like, I think it was like around, you know, anywhere between like 18 to 30K a month to like 60, 70, 80, 90K a month. And over the course of my time in the mastermind, I also built really key relationships. You know, I met other women that wanted to promote my work. They wanted to invest in my work. I wanted to invest in theirs. We became one another's friends, colleagues, clients, strategists, experts. And I think the most important piece to that is just we really became very close confidants to one another. And there are still specifically 4 women from that mastermind in 2017 that I still today would call one of my very, very, very close friends. I can lean on them whenever I need to. I can ask them for anything. We have gone through so much life and growth together. And I just feel so grateful for that mastermind for connecting me with these women that were truly meant to be in my life, you know, from the get-go. And I just feel like that is such an important piece, really, that relationship piece. That's why they are everything and really why I think that masterminds are so transformative. It's really the people that you meet and how you end up supporting one another really for the rest of your life. Now, I also learned countless ways to really optimize my business and how to save time, how to build a team, how to save money, how to accelerate growth. And all of this did something else for me. It created a sense of accountability at a level that I hadn't ever really stepped into before. There was a room full of peers, you know, that I highly respected, with a facilitator, the woman that led our mastermind all those years ago, guiding us all. And it made me level up in a way that I think that I showed up in the world. Like, it made me level up the way that I thought. It made me level up the way that I acted. It made me level up the way that I believed in myself. And that's when I realized I needed to be a part of masterminds throughout my career. And it was going to be a part of my business investment and business model, just like renting an office space would be, or, you know, hiring an assistant. And that's when I also realized that I did need to create and facilitate my own mastermind. And so I started back in 2019, you know, kind of going through different iterations of how I wanted to create a mastermind. And now I've gone through 2019, 2020, 2021. Every single year since then, I have had some form of a mastermind, and I have landed on just a really beautiful way to do it. So I have changed the name over the years. At one point, my mastermind was called Shine. At another point, it was called the Visibility Experience. And for 2024, it is called Brand Mastery. And when I think of titling a mastermind, I just like to play around with things. I think that it depends on, you know, what am I really calling in for this mastermind cohort this year? What am I wanting to focus on? What am I wanting to really help them with? And when I was thinking about 2024 and what that looked like, brand mastery is really what came to be. And so that is what my mastermind is. It is a premier network for women leaders who are ready to accelerate their impact, grow their network, and really create the iconic success that they're looking for. My mastermind is a 6-month mastermind. We all start together. We all end together. It includes an in-person retreat. It includes group calls throughout the month. And it also includes opportunities to work with me kind of more in a private one-to-one coaching container, as well as, of course, the mastermind group. What I love most about this mastermind is that it brings together, again, women who have already gotten to a certain level of success. In order to be the right fit for my mastermind, you have to have hit 6 figures in your business already, and you have to come to the table with some sort of expertise, something that you feel really good about, that you feel like you've kind of mastered, for lack of a better word, and you want to share it with the collective. And then each member kind of does that. And so it's it's really about you're bringing in what you master in and you're minding with everybody else. And to me, that really is the true meaning of a mastermind. It's masters coming together and like minding and growing together. And so I really love that that is going to be the forefront of my 2024 mastermind. It is going to be a group of high achieving, brilliant women that have gotten to a certain level. They've accelerated their business to the level that they're at now, and they're ready to grow and they're ready to support one another in doing that. Now, I want to share some tips for joining a mastermind. I think there's all sorts of things that you may be thinking about what you should look out for. And here are some of the things that I think are important. One, the leader of your mastermind, whoever is leading it, needs to be extremely credible and connected. If you want to succeed, you must learn from someone who has actually done successfully what you want to do and has the network and connections to the people that you want access to. And I firmly believe that that is a big key to the success of a mastermind. The mastermind leader needs to be someone who has accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. They need to be someone who has created results that you want, someone that can connect you with people who can help you achieve your next level of success. And it doesn't mean you have to, you know, necessarily be them or like have the exact business model as them or like, you know, want to kind of copy their success. It just means that you aspire to learn from them, and they must have credibility in their industry to get you access to that higher playing field. And there are a lot of people out there who can teach strategies, but that doesn't mean that they can cultivate a strong group of people. So you have to make sure that they really live by a certain level of ethics and values, and that they know people and they have the right community that is going to bring together that group that you can actually learn from and grow with. Now, the other thing when it comes to joining a mastermind is structure. Structure is vital. Most masterminds, at least in the online industry, will meet virtually and or in person during their time together. It's usually kind of a hybrid component. Group calls are also pretty common. And then sometimes people offer like a one-on-one coaching component. There have been times in the past that I haven't done this, but now this is something that I do. I started doing it last year and I really, really like it. So it is something that I offer to members if they want it. Now, some may offer access to their programs as well or to other advisors or experts. So you have to ask yourself, is the structure of this mastermind going to work for me and what it is that I want? The content and the leader may be the right fit, but if the structure doesn't work for you, then you have to really consider that and take that into consideration when you are diving into making a decision. Other thing that is super important is the community, the types of people from whom you are going to learn from and grow with in this container. It's not just about the mastermind leader. It's about the people in the room. And I think that this is sometimes when people get maybe tripped up with the mastermind. They just think about like, oh, I just want to learn from the leader. Or I just want to be able to pick the leader's brain. And even though the leader is a strong component to it because they are the ones creating the container, it does not begin and end with the leader. You need to be just as focused and concerned about the community that is coming together as you are with the leader. Like, who are these people? Are they going to be able to support you? Are they going to be able to inspire you? Could you partner with some of them? Could some of them become clients of yours? You know, are you inspired to be around this person? You also want to make sure that you're not going to be the smartest person in the room. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're joining a mastermind where everyone's kind of starting on or around at the same level, and they're all looking to grow and expand together. Now, another key component is accountability. Most masterminds last anywhere from 6 months to a year, and accountability during this time is necessary. Whether it's monthly or quarterly, are there milestones that allow you to set goals and create big results? That's something to consider. By the end of the mastermind, you should be able to see how you've grown, and really how you've grown and your goals to get there will determine what type of mastermind you want to join. So if you're looking for wealth and success in your industry, or if you're trying to scale or create something new, the mastermind you choose should support those goals that you have in mind. And you want to make sure to have accountability in place to make sure that you're set up for success. Now, the other thing, and this is just my personal belief, and it's just because how I show up in the communities that I support, is coaching. I really think that coaching counts. I think that the mastermind you choose to be in should make you think bigger and get you out of your comfort zone. You don't want to join something that's just going to keep you on the same level and like just maintain where you're currently at. You also don't want to be somewhere where you're just kind of in the wheels of the motion, right? And you're just kind of being validated on the same stuff that you already know. You want to be in a container that is going to stretch you. You want to be in a container that may even kind of like push you out of your comfort zone a lot. And that should be okay. It doesn't mean that it's not going to feel fearful or not feel scary, but it should give you this sense of newfound inspiration that you wouldn't have had otherwise. And I think that the best way to get to that is making sure that the leader of your container is a really good coach. Because again, there's a difference between someone who may put together a mastermind and they kind of just like put the people together and they're holding the space, but they're not really involved in like the implementation of what it is that you're learning, because it's more network-based. Whereas I think you kind of need a mix of both, or at least that's how I like it. I like to really learn from and be coached by the leader and have them really kind of navigate and be our compass, if you will, while at the same time learning a lot from the network too. So with all that to say, I want you to take those tips in and I want you just to start thinking bigger for yourself. And again, you may not be ready for a mastermind. You may still be in that ideation phase. You may still be at a place where you're investing in courses and just doing other things, and that's great. But once you get to the place, or if you are at the place, if you're making six figures or more and you're kind of like feeling like you're stuck in this certain revenue plateau, if you will, you're ready to step into something new, you're ready to stretch, a mastermind could be perfect for you. And this is really what my mastermind community gives you. It gives you the opportunity to bring work that you care about to people eager to engage with it, to pay you for it, and to talk about it. Really putting yourself in this container that allows you to be coachable will really allow you to grow in ways that you probably haven't experienced before. And a mastermind will help you make things better by making better things. And I think that that is a huge takeaway. So you're going to want to really think about this. If you want to, you know, dive in more about what a mastermind could be, just again, head over to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to learn about mine. If mine isn't the right fit and you want to go a different direction, that's cool too. But just give yourself the gift of just thinking a little bit bigger about what this opportunity could be for you, because it's been highly transformative for myself. It's been highly transformative for so many women that I've gotten to work with in a mastermind capacity. And I've seen firsthand how quickly these shifts can take place. And so if this is something that sounds curious or interesting to you for 2024, do not wait. Go ahead and give yourself the gift of checking it out. juliesolomon.net/mastermind will do it for you. And with that, my friends, I hope that this was helpful. I hope this gave you some clarity, some direction, some tips on how you can start showing up and thinking about, you know, how you can benefit from a mastermind. And with that, my friends, I will see you next week, same time, same place, to further deepen these concepts on growth and how you can grow and really show up as your best self in 2024 to start nailing those goals and really making the impact that I know that you so badly want to make. All right, friends, I'll talk to you then. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.